Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Access to Criminal History Helpline. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. For English, press 1. Para Español, presione 2. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Access to Criminal History Helpline. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you know the number of your option, you can press it at any time during this message. If you submitted your request through the Patch website, press 1. If you mailed in your criminal record, if you do not know your control number, are checking on the status of your criminal history request, have not received your criminal history results, or have questions about a rap sheet, press 1. If you believe you are a victim of identity theft or you received a letter saying you need to submit fingerprints to complete your...
Pennsylvania State Police, Chris speaking. May I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. And I was calling in regards to a background check that we submitted for a client of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the background check for a different person, not the client that we submitted.
Is there two matches on there at all anywhere?
No, it just, it gives me...
At the bottom?
For the, let me see. No.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get back into the... Give me a second here.
Sure.
What's the control number?
Hold on. It's R3365963.
Okay, what's the name of the person?
It should be for Floyd Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is your name again?
My name is Monica.
Okay. Okay, from what I see, it looks like there is a Social Security match at the top, which you probably can't see the other letters or numbers, and then first and last name are matching at the bottom.
Oh, I see. Is it possible for me to just verify what social was put on there? Or it's just going to show up the last four numbers?
It's the one that was entered, because I can see it here. It's the one that you entered into the system. It's only going to show up the last four. If the person says that it's not him, Mm-hmm. He can call here and speak with our identity theft people about what to do, because he'd probably have to be fingerprinted so that they could compare the prints.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it would be found out if it's not him, then he'd be signed an identity theft number that he would use every time he did a record check.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you want to, you could have, you know, him call in about it, or you can even, I can transfer you to their line to talk to them about what to do.
Okay, got it. I guess let me inform first the client that we ran a background check, and it seems like there's another person with the matching social, you said, right?
It's social and the name.
The name, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How come on the report it says it's for Sean Jackson?
That's one of the names. If you look at the very bottom,
uh-huh.
The other name's down there.
Oh, for Cayenne Walker?
No, you said no, Floyd Jackson.
Where? Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we go by. We go by 2 out of 3 match, and even if there would have been a middle name and a name would have been different in the middle, it still would have been a match because of the first and last name. We don't go by middle names.
Okay, and there's also another name I see, Cordell Cowdery. Cowdery?
It's what whoever was arrested used those names when they were arrested.
I see.
Whether it be your client or somebody else. But, I mean, it's possible it's not him, but we don't know that for certain until all that gets done.
Got it. Okay. Sounds great. So I will let him know that he will need to just go and get this cleared out, but there is other names that are using.
Right. He'll need to call here.
Yeah. Okay. And should I provide him with this direct number that I called as well?
Or the 888?
Yes.
783-7972, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll let him know.
Just tell him to call and tell them that if it's not him, that he needs to say that it's not him, and then he'd be directed to the correct area because he's going to need to be fingerprinted.
Okay, perfect.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much for your assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.